609-1776.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the second half of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. This is the section that we typically deal with the resource industry, and we're going to start out doing exactly that with a couple of buddies of mine, Roger Wiegand of Trader Tracks. You all know who Roger is. Roger does a great daily editorial on our site, which we are grateful for, and the number of listeners that we are increasing by on a daily basis obviously are very grateful for that, too. Also, Kevin Hudak. Kevin is a broker. Kevin knows his way around the resource industry as well as any broker in the United States. We'll talk more about that later. I met Kevin through Jay Taylor, my colleague and good friend, and then Roger and I, Ken, Kevin, got together over in Spokane at a show that we were visiting, kind of decided that we would start devoting more time to radio as a threesome. You guys, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Nice to be here, Al.
Thank you very much.
Okay. We are recording this on Friday. The metals markets are pretty well closed. Gold took a big jump today, up 22.20. 1408 was the close on the asked side. Silver also did very, very well. Silver was up to where it closed at $29.18. Then what do we have? Then we have the U.S. dollar was down almost a buck on the index. It was down 0.86, 79.40 on the index. Roger, let me ask you first. What do you think of all of this?
Well, I think things are moving right along pretty much like we expected, and I'm pleased. I really am, because my personal trades and the trades that my futures and commodities people are involved in have done exceedingly well this year. We're up over 100%. We're going to go higher yet before we close out, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Gold did exactly today what I thought it would do. The number 1407, is a very key magnet number for gold, whether it's 1307, 1207, or 1407.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two charts real-time running, one for April and one for December. And December, what? Get this, 1406. And 70 cents, that's a close, and the April 1409 and 70. So they're pretty close together. Gold on the April futures further out, up $18. Silver today, 29.22 and a half. So we're looking $30 for resistance on silver. I'm thinking 1424 or 1448 for gold.
Kevin, what are your opinions on that?
It's actually working just kind of what I thought it would be, watching and listening to Roger and Jay for so many years. This has been kind of anticipated. Normally when gold and silver are up like this, it rises all ships, which is, you know, all the stock, precious metal stocks is up. And that's not the case today. There's a kind of a mixed bag on some of this. And occasionally that happens, and it's just one of those anomalies that normally will, with a big day like this, it'll correct itself on Monday. But it's just one of those interesting anomalies in the market.
You know, you guys, what I find to be really, really interesting here is the fact that typically in December, the markets are pretty quiet. They're pretty slow. You've got tax loss selling, et cetera. You see typically decreases in the price of the metal stocks. Let me rephrase that. Typically, you see decreases in the price of the stocks of the companies that are involved in the precious metals industry. That isn't the case at all right now. Obviously, I'm looking at my portfolio very closely every day, and virtually every single, not virtually, every single precious metals related stock that I have is currently up. I don't think we're going to see a big slowdown in December, particularly with the news that the spokesman for the Chinese bank announced, which Roger, you were kind enough to send me a couple of days ago on Thursday. I mean, I think this market is just, I think it's going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. Kevin, I mean, what are you telling your people right now?
Well, you don't fight the tape. You don't fight what's going on. The gold and silver is running hard and strong. All they have to do is look at what's going on in the European markets against the U.S. dollar. I mean, that one's the confusing part. a lot of my people are concerned about. They understand when the dollar goes down, gold and silver goes up. They have trouble with when the dollar's up and gold and silver are both up. They don't quite understand that. And so I've been doing some what I call hand-holding, trying to walk them through the process. And basically this is all a learning experience for most people. I mean, the old pros understand what's going on. But there are so many new people into this particular market because the other markets are doing terrible or not doing anything. And so they're looking for a new place. And that's what the precious metal market, energy markets let people do.
Raj, what do you think about a decoupling between the direction of the precious metals stocks and the conventional stock market? I think that that decoupling is, I think it's starting. I think it has started. And I think it's going to continue to grow.
I saw that last May, June this year, just a little bit on tiny little moves on the edges. And I didn't want to really get out there and put it out because I wasn't confident I was really seeing what I was seeing. But as we've moved forward in the last 5 or 6 months, these markets have proven your point. I mean, the gold and silver used to be absolutely arbitrarily tied to the dollar as an inverse trade. That's no longer true. The next thing is the gold and silver stocks are decoupling from the other part of the stock market because, as Kevin just told us, there's not a lot of thrilling things out there where you can go and jump in and make some serious money rather quickly in the broader stock market. There's a few, but the majority of things that are really doing well right now are gold and silver and gold and silver related. Just this week, I had a lot of stopouts on November 15th where people made some serious money on trades in my stocks in my newsletter. On the 2nd of December, I put out an alert and we reopened about 10 or 12 of those. And not only that, but we found a couple of new ones we're very thrilled to see.
Yeah, I think it's a very, very interesting time. I feel very gratified because for quite some time now, you know, we have been saying that our day will come, so to speak. Our day came, you know, a lot earlier, but I think that the magnitude today of the upward direction of the markets is really, really interesting. And I have to tell you guys, I don't see any fundamental reason for that to turn around. I mean, I think the next big event that's going to happen that's going to really, really be positive for the markets is, you know, just after the first of the year in January, the government is going to decide whether or not, you know, it should officially raise the debt ceiling. I'm sure that they will because they really don't have a choice, even though they have a choice. And I think raising the debt ceiling is wrong. I feel very strongly about that. But, you know, they're going to do it. And that's going to continue to devalue the value of the U.S. dollar. Kevin, comments?
Everything you just said is absolutely correct. I don't see where this government is going to do anything but try to kick the can down the road financially because the choices are just so poor, and they don't want to have people in the streets. And so I see that all happening. And the other thing that's going on that's real interesting to me is the reports in the newspaper and online about coin dealers and precious metals dealers having huge volumes with people that they've not seen before buying gold and silver, and that they are running low on supplies. And then yesterday or the day before, the U.S. Mint comes out and announces that they went over 4 million coins on the American Eagle silver.
Yeah.
And those are huge numbers for, quote-unquote, a populace that isn't buying a whole lot of silver yet. I believe it's still under 2% of the population owns gold or silver.
Yeah, the number is small. There's no question about that. But I agree with you completely. I think the number is going to grow, and I think it's going to grow substantially, Kevin. Kevin, everybody knows Roger Wiegand. We got about 15 seconds left here, so I'm not going to ask him to tell us a little bit about himself. But in 20 seconds, what's Kevin Hudak all about?
Basically, what I'm doing is I'm helping people in the precious metal market, energy market, the soft commodities. Most brokers have trouble with the precious metal market because it's been taboo for 20 years, and that's where I help people, and that's what I'm here for.
There you have it. Okay, Kevin and Roger are going to join me again in a couple of weeks. Roger continues to be on the show every day. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Mickey Fulp, the mercenary geologist.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I am Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Mickey Fulp, the mercenary geologist, is joining me right now. Going to chat about something that's a little more sophisticated, perhaps, than some of the things we talk about on the show, but it's very, very important, and that has to do with investing in the resource market and tax planning. Now, keep in mind, neither Mickey nor I are experts in the area of tax planning. This is not advice, professional advice. We're simply telling you how we handle this ourselves. If it's interesting to you, look into it with your professional tax advisor. Mick, you got the spotlight, buddy. What are you doing?
Well, I'll preface this by saying that savvy investors in this time of year, in early December, are probably tax planning their capital gains and losses for year end. And you and I are both libertarians or have libertarian leanings, and so libertarian can be defined as a person that wants the government to keep the nose out of his business and its hand out of his pocket. But that's really not practical with what I consider somewhat of an onerous tax regime in the United States. So it becomes mandatory for us to try to manage our capital gains and losses on a yearly basis.
Of course it does. What are you doing?
Well, there are two types of capital gains and losses. There's the long term, which are greater for assets held greater than 1 year, and short term, less than 1 year. And the latter have significant tax consequences. Long term capital gains are taxed at 15%, and short term capital gains, those held for less than a year, can be taxed anywhere from 28% to 36%, depending on your tax bracket, right? Right.
Sure.
And you're allowed under the rules of the IRS to take maximum losses of no more than $3,000 per year total. Now, we can carry losses forward. So the idea becomes is to balance both your long-term and your short-term capital gains as much as possible.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what Big Al does. Number one, if I'm looking at losses, but I think that fundamentally the companies could rebound, the companies that I own shares in could rebound in the following year, I don't worry so much about losses, because $3,000, I'm sorry, is really not a very big number in the total scheme of things. I think that it is important to realize that there are two ways to invest in the market, Mickey, as you brought out very effectively. You know, one is long-term and one is short-term. And I think the one thing that you have to realize is that if you're a short-term investor, and in some instances, I am a short-term investor, there's no question about it. But I typically will not sell something short-term unless I have enough profit in it that the 30% or greater that I have to pay in short-term capital gains isn't surmounted by whatever gain I get in the price of the stock.
Yeah, well, I do the same thing, and
sure,
your point is very well taken, especially in a bull market. If you pick good stocks, you're not going to generate very many short-term capital losses, and especially in the last couple of years where we've been had this raging bull market.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happened, we had the market crash in 2008, and that probably generated both long- and short-term capital losses for many of us. Since then, we've had this bull market. So in my instance, I did some tax loss selling in 2009, and I've carried forward some tax losses, long-term tax losses, into 2010. You know, 2009 and both 2010 have been wonderful years. So you're going to see people generating tax loss sales. Those often happen in November. Right now, I'm actually taking some profits off the table because the market's pretty overheated right now. But you sell some long-term capital gains and to recoup some carry-forward losses from 2009. I, like you, loathe the short-term capital gains tax burden. So especially in the interest of private placements, I have several private placements that are way in the money right now. Here's another strategy. So versus with my Power 2 investing philosophy, I want to take some money off the table. But I'm not going to do that in December. I'm going to do that in early January, which then postpones my tax burden from April 15th of 2010 into 2011. So the gist of this, Al, is that at this time of year, it's time for people to start adding up their gains and losses and start managing to minimize their tax burden in 2011.
Yeah, and I would say that one thing that I learned a long time ago in our you know, in our area of investing is that typically prices have a tendency to depreciate a bit. Share prices have a tendency to depreciate a bit in December for the reasons you just mentioned. Number one, because of tax loss selling. And number two, you know, because of the concept of taking profit off the table, so to speak. So what I would say personally is, you know, every individual is different, but you just have to be careful, and you have to work with a very, very savvy tax advisor. Mickey, I want to ask your opinion about something, and I've asked this question numerous times on the show with other guests, but we had a spokesman from the Bank of China who came out on Thursday and talked about the wise nature of Chinese building their assets in terms of building their gold assets. He feels that this is something that's going on, and he feels very strongly that that is one of the most bullish things that's happening for gold right now. Would you agree? And number two, how long do you think this is going to last in terms of the Chinese actions? Keeping in mind that we don't really know what the Chinese are buying in terms of gold in total because of the fact that mainland China is the largest gold producer in the world now, and so a lot of what they're keeping, you know, from their own mines isn't even known.
Well, that's true, Al. We do know that last year that the Chinese were the world's greatest importer of gold, something over 400 tons. India was not very far behind essentially the same number, 400 tons, a little bit more. So there is no doubt that buying from China is part of what's driving the market. But to me, an equally important driver of the speculation in gold, if you will, right now, is in paper gold and the ETFs. So it's always difficult to know what the Chinese are doing. It's quite the secretive, still centrally planned government. Mm-hmm. They've embraced some mixture of capitalism with still a centrally planned communistic government. Who knows how long it will last, but I think we're all bullish on gold right now, especially with the fiat currencies being printed and the teeter-totter situation we're dealing with the world economy.
I agree 1,000%. Mickey, always appreciate you having on the show. You guys out there, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Axel Merck.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting with Axel Merck right now of Merck Investments. Axel not only is the head of Merck Investments, he is also a published author. His books are selling very, very well. He's been a regular guest on this program for the past 7 or 8 or 9 years. I really respect this guy's insight in terms of economic issues, whether it's on a domestic level or an international level. You know, this Axel is simply top quality. Axel, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Hi, thanks for the kind introduction.
Got a couple of questions for you. Number one, Congress is going to have to increase the debt ceiling in January. No question about that. I don't think they should do that. We spoke about that a little bit in the first segment with Jeff Deist. Jeff and his boss, Congressman Ron Paul, feel very strongly that increasing the debt ceiling is the wrong thing to do. But, you know, it is what it is, and I'm sure Congress will do that, and I think that that's going to have more of a negative effect than a positive effect, certainly, on the value of the U.S. dollar. What are your comments?
Well, the debt ceiling is mostly just a political hot potato. It's always been increased, and it will continue to be increased. The real challenge we have is that some of your listeners may favor the Republicans and some may favor the Democrats, but the real problem is that neither of those parties really have a vision on how to take the country forward as far as managing the debt is concerned.
I agree.
And if you think about the types of politicians that get elected, if you can distill your political message into a Twitter message, you have a chance of being elected these days, a better chance. And that's because last 10 years, the real wages haven't gone up, so people are disillusioned. And so if you think about it, rather than lamenting about it, from a pragmatic point of view, what does that mean? That means that we have politicians who will less likely be able and willing to compromise which also means that when it comes to entitlement reform, Social Security, Medicare, and so forth, well, the path of least resistance in the absence of a compromise is that we nominally pay everybody what we promised them, but in real terms, that is devalued. Inflation is the path of least resistance for politicians when there's no strong leadership. And so we think that that's the de facto solution, that we will inflate our way out of this, and in the best-case scenario, that may work. Of course, the best-case scenario may not happen. Practically speaking, of course, for the U.S. dollar, that means bad news for an extended period to come.
Had some interesting news that came out on Friday, December 3rd, yesterday. The news that came out was that the official unemployment rate in the United States is 9.8%. I think that in reality, the number's an awful lot higher than that. But having said that, the official unemployment rate went from 9.6 to 9.8. That was not expected by the quote-unquote economic gurus in this country. What impact do you think that will have on the U.S. money supply?
Well, two ways to think about it. On the one hand, you can say, oh, the Federal Reserve doesn't look at one-off numbers. There are seasonal adjustments. You can write it off. But that's not the context in which the numbers were perceived. The context in which the numbers were perceived is that the Federal Reserve has desperately looked for a way to justify its quantitative easing program. In late August, Bernanke came out and said inflation is too low. A few weeks later, the Federal Open Market Committee came out and says they're very upset that they didn't take Bernanke seriously enough. They announced quantitative easing. And then there was this backlash. Well, now with that one-week report, we are back in a position where the Federal Reserve says, all right, we can fire up the printing press to get things moving. Key reason why the dollar has corrected sharply, the gold has gone back up just as a result of that, because quantitative easing is back on the table. And some people who don't take Bernanke seriously enough, they should look back at Volcker in the early 80s. Volcker in the early 80s fought inflation. People didn't take him seriously until he started raising rates more and more and more. Well, think about it. Bernanke wants to have inflation. He's going to get what he wants, and at some point the market will embrace it more fully. There is still time to diversify out of the dollar to take advantage of that, but don't underestimate the determination of Bernanke. And by the way, many people don't realize, one of the things Bernanke said in late August, and he meant it as a joke. I didn't think it was a joke. He said that in an environment where inflation is too low, it wouldn't hurt if the public lost confidence in the Federal Reserve, because that would increase inflation expectations, and in an environment where inflation is too low, that's a good thing.
Boy, I'll tell you, the Federal Reserve Bank is a very, very interesting institution. You know, I know about, you know, I know the history of the bank. I read one of the most interesting books I ever read was a book written by G. Edward Griffin entitled The Creature from Jekyll Island, which I'm sure you've read. It also has to do with the Federal Reserve. Let me ask you this. In your opinion, in your educated opinion, do you think the Federal Reserve Bank is doing a good job in terms of directing the U.S. economy?
Well, of course not. And the reason why I say of course not is not so much whether we have inflation or not inflation. The key problem I see is that policymakers are not working with market forces. The general public, the consumer, would like to downsize. But downsizing means things that are politically not acceptable, foreclosures, bankruptcies,
yeah.
Living within your means. And by fighting market forces, any policy is extremely expensive. You have to throw more money at the problem. The money doesn't stick where it's supposed to stick. Instead, it goes outside of the dollar, sticks where you have the monetary sensitivity. And the biggest problem I think the Federal Reserve has is that what if we get economic growth? What if these policies actually succeed? That's going to be the worst nightmare. And the reason that's going to be the worst nightmare is because we are pushing the economy into ever greater sensitivity towards interest rates, ever mm-hmm. more towards a credit-driven society, mm-hmm. which means that at one point when they have to tighten, where is it going to end? We are going to plunge right back down. We are reducing and eliminating the flexibility of the Federal Reserve. And let there be a belief or disbelief on whether the Fed should be there. But the types of policies they pursue, in my view, are entirely reckless, because right now they get away with murder because the money doesn't stick where they want it to stick. But let that money stick, and the Federal Reserve is going to have a huge problem at their hand. And in a quote-unquote best-case scenario, we're going to have a very volatile policy. But there are many ways this can go wrong, and policy has not worked the way that policymakers have wanted it in recent years. So I have very little hope that it's going to be that quote-unquote best-case scenario.
pardon me, you know, I have to tell you, I am very, very concerned, concerned, as listeners are aware, about the direction of the country. And I have to tell you, I really wonder now why, in fact, was the Federal Reserve created when it was created? Any thoughts on that?
Well, of course. I mean, Congress loves to have an off-balance sheet way of financing its activities. I mean, that's why Congress is not going to abolish the Fed unless some very severe crisis happens. It is just beautiful when you can spend money and the Fed buys all the debt, and politicians are not going to get rid of that. It's as simple as that.
So you don't think you don't put any credence in the argument that, you know, central bankers are in fact running the country?
Well, I do believe that central bankers are more powerful than Congress. I believe these discussions about the wealth gap being caused by Republican or Democratic policies are nonsense. It's the interest rate policies that shapes the fabric of a country. And so from that point of view, by all means, the Federal Reserve is more powerful than Congress deciding on the discretionary spending part of the budget, which is negligible.
Yeah.
So from that point of view, by all means, yes, the Fed is running the country.
Boy, ain't that the truth. And that's, in my opinion, that's sad, because it really, really takes away from basic economic principles. And basic economic principles, in my opinion, lead to a long-term success. When you get human nature in there, that leads to, in my opinion, long-term failure. Got about a minute left here, Axel. Tell listeners, if you would, a little bit about your organization.
Sure. We manage funds, mutual funds. We have three mutual funds. Two of them help investors protect against the potential decline in the dollar by investing in one basket of hot currencies. That's our Merck Hot Currency Fund, one in a basket of Asian currencies, the Merck Asian Currency Fund, and then we also have a non-directional fund. What we're mostly known for as well is our kind of economic views and our views on how these policies play out. We have some very controversial views on what's happening in the Eurozone. We happen to think that the euro will shine versus the U.S. dollar, so we encourage anybody to check out our website and sign up for our newsletter at merckfunds.com.
And we're going to help folks do that in the sense that we will provide a link on our homepage to the Merck Funds homepage. Okay, Axel, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Appreciate your time. We're going to get you back in 2 or 3 weeks. Stick around, you guys. Big Al is going to be right back.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter special now at HerbalHealer.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the show, Dawn Swenson is with me right now. Dawn is becoming a more frequent guest on our show. Dawn is a teacher, an economist, a valuation expert, etc., who got very, very involved in political issues and what I would call hard economic issues a number of years ago. He teaches in that venue right now. He's got a great blog, if I'm not mistaken, called Kingdom Economics. I read his stuff every day. And Don, when he talks about economic issues, he really gets down to basics. You know, he gets down to concepts like what is money? What are the moral values or what are the moral issues associated with money, et cetera, et cetera. And I find Don's thoughts to be, number one, very, very refreshing, and number two, very, very true, because they really relate, in my mind, very accurately to what's going on economically in the United States right now. Don, thanks so much for taking some time to join me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Al. Happy to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about what you and I were discussing off the air in terms of what is money, okay?
Yes, Al. These philosophical issues, I think, are something that we need to get back to. I call them first principles.
Yeah.
Getting back to, you know, basically what is the role this money is supposed to play within our economy. I mean, we have a market economy, and basically when I read Adam Smith, you know, I recognized that his book was entitled The Wealth of Nations. Wealth is basically producing things, goods, for our economy. And what we use to promote that production of goods is a tool that we call money. And money back, you know, when our country started, was supposed to fulfill three functions: medium of exchange, standard of value, or unit of value, and a store of value. So in order for money to do that, the unit of value has to be something that exists in time and space. It has to be something. And that's where, you know, the roles of gold and silver came into play, because gold and silver were perceived by the people as being a unit of value, having some value, and therefore you could basically value other goods in terms of that unit. So you understand that, you know, if you can't measure something if you don't have a unit to measure with.
Well, I mean, to me, that just makes common sense, but unfortunately, right. You know, our economic experts don't seem to see it that way.
No, what has been produced over the years, and it's evolved. I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just saying what has evolved over the years is we've gotten away from a unit of value into just numbers. And originally, when Thomas Jefferson designed our monetary system,
he basically took the symbol and the name dollar and defined it in terms of something that exists in nature. You know, that's why he defined it in terms of silver. And then there was a ratio between silver and gold of 15-1. So you had basically a definition indirectly also in terms of gold. So you had basically something that could function as not only a medium of exchange, but also a standard of value and a store of value, because people perceived gold and silver as containing value. So basically now you've got the foundation of an economic system where money is basically fulfilling the function that it's supposed to. But, you know, you understand that?
Yeah, I understand that. And I think, you know, it's interesting. I was talking with Jeff Deist in the first segment of the first hour of this particular program. And Jeff is a very, very bright individual who is chief of staff for Congressman Ron Paul. And we were talking about, you know, right in January, the federal government raising the debt ceiling again. And, you know, as I'm sure you are aware, Congressman Paul is dramatically against that because, you know, if you keep printing more and more and more and more funny money, your economy is going to collapse. And that's exactly what you're inferring when you talk about how money has to be a store of value, right?
Right. Exactly, Al. You know, money is not wealth. And this is the thing that I think you need to understand is that the money that we have today is not wealth. It's just numbers. And that's imaginary. That cannot serve as a long-term store of value because it's not anything that basically you and I can store. You can't store something that doesn't basically exist. It's just imaginary. So you need something tied. You need the monetary unit that we call the dollar tied to something that exists in nature. And that was the philosophy of our founding fathers and we had that all the way until Nixon closed the gold window, Al. And then everything became fiat money or numbers, how we call them, index numbers.
Yeah. On this show, as you know, we talk about hard assets. We talk about the importance of hard assets. We talk about how people can protect themselves by investing either in gold and or silver, how people can protect themselves by investing in publicly traded companies that are involved in those particular sectors. And, you know, everything, Don, that you and I have talked about on and off the air over the past 2 or 3 years or 4 years or whatever it's been is really coming true right now. People are starting to understand exactly what you're talking about in your blog every day.
Exactly. People are coming back to the first principles, and they're recognizing that the money that we're using now is not real. And therefore, the smart people that are understand history are saying, okay, what should be real? Well, typically it's been gold and silver. And that's why people are going back to something that basically they can get their handle on and put their savings in. And that becomes then their store of value. And that's sound thinking in my mind, Al.
As of this week, I am predicting we're seeing a major turn in history. I'm predicting that we're seeing a major turn in the direction of, let me rephrase that, not the direction, the degree of strength of the U.S. economy as perceived by the international economy. I think all of that really, really began to come to a head about 2.5 years ago. But I think what happened this week that I find to be intriguing certainly adds fuel to the fire that you and I believe in, and that is the spokesman for the Bank of China came out and said that he feels that what's going on right now in China in terms of the Chinese and the Russians looking towards going towards an asset-based currency, specifically gold, is really about ready to become a reality. And you know what? When that happens, and I think, quite frankly, it probably already has happened, but I think that you're going to see the U.S. go from the number one super economic power to probably the number two or number three super economic power, initially number two, certainly.
I would totally agree, Al. I just read in the Wall Street Journal this morning that China is buying tons of gold, and
right.
They've increased their supply by some 500% just in the last year. So, and they're the number one gold producer in the world right now. So they're recognizing what we're talking about. They're recognizing that if you're going to have a store of value that has any history to it, you've got to go back to something that exists. And that's why they're going for gold and silver. It only makes common sense, Al. When things get out of control, a monetary unit that's just created artificially by the central banks and just pumped into computers, I think you and I know that that isn't sound economics.
Oh, no, not even close. So where are we headed, do you think?
Well, for the next short term, we're heading, I think, a revolution in thinking is what's happening. We're going back to first principles, and when we go back to first principles, we're going to see, we're going to see people run into gold and silver at a record rate, and initially that'll push the price to very high levels. But at some point down the road, we've got to get back to restructuring the system now.
You know, what I find really interesting is I'm not a bullion dealer. I don't sell gold and silver, you know, and I'm not a stockbroker. I don't sell gold stocks and silver stocks, you know, and you fall into the same category. You know,
right.
You don't sell coins. You don't sell bullion, et cetera. You're telling people exactly what I'm telling people, and that is, and that is, for God's sakes, you've got to protect yourselves. You know, neither you nor I are registered investment advisors, but I have to tell you, just telling people what we're doing, not telling them to do it, because legally we can't do that, but telling people what we're doing, at least that gives them food for thought. And I got to tell you, Don, I think that food is probably the most valuable nutrition that there is out there right now, my humble opinion. Listen, you guys, if you want more information on Kingdom Economics, which I think you ought to start reading, click on the banner on our website. You can get more information right there. Don, thank you so much, buddy.
Okay, you have a good day, Al.
Okay, Big Al's going to be back with you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.